get a little gold. What did you bring me, my dear friend, to keep me from the gallows pole? What did you bring me to keep me from the gallows pole? I couldn't get no silver, I couldn't get no gold. You know that we're through there for the gallows pole.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. No matter what you're doing, I'm here to tell you today's message is you can argue Bible translations on the way to the gallows. You can argue the Bible translations on the way to the gallows. The Bible says, in Jeremiah 23:36, ye have perverted the words of the living God. Yes, I'm here to tell you that this generation has a hunger for perversion. What was perversion just a few years ago is normal today. What was hiding in the closets is now parading in our streets. Perversion has found a welcome home in the United States, from the living room, yes, to the White House, from our churches, yes, to even to the Word of God. Our friend Webster, he defines a pervert as to cause, to turn aside or away from what is good and true, or to twist the meaning of the sense of or misinterpretations. I'm here to tell you, you need to understand to that today, a perfect definition of the New International Version is to cause, to turn aside or away from what is good and true, or to twist the meaning of the sense of. If you doubt that before you start, you need to understand that what Satan wants to do is Satan wants to pervert the deity of Christ. Satan wants to pervert the deity of Christ in 1 Timothy 3:16. This is the clearest verse in the Bible proclaiming that Jesus Christ was God. And the King James Version Bible reads, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh." We know that God manifested Himself in the flesh. And the King James says plainly, God was manifested in the flesh. But then we read in the NIV, He appeared in the body. The NIV twists God to He. He appeared in the body. So what? Everybody has appeared in the body. He is a pronoun that refers to a noun or an antecedent. There is no antecedent in the contents. The statement does not make sense. The NIV subtly, see Genesis 3, and perverts 1 Timothy 3:16 into utter nonsense. Yes, the truth of the matter is every generation of the Bible, all the way back to 1400 BC to the present day, every new translation is being perverted, being watered down. It's being taken out. You need to understand that today, that the Bible that you read is a watered down Bible. The Bible that you hear in our churches are a watered down Bible. I don't know if even the Bible today will tell you the actual truth. They went from 80 books down to 66 books. We don't really know, but I'm here to tell you we have the original manuscripts, the Dead Sea Scrolls. Oh my gosh, we need Jesus and Jesus alone. Yes, the Bible I'm going to be discussing is the mainstream Bible, and it's the NIV, and the NIV really perverts a lot from the King James Version, and I'm here to tell you today that I'm not a King James Version onlyness, but I believe it's the last written Word of God that's pretty true to its manuscripts, but and pretty close to its manuscripts, but I'm still a little concerned if it's not the whole truth. I don't think we will ever really know the whole truth. If you go to Philippians 2:6, the King James Bible again clearly declares the deity of Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. The NIV reads, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God sometime to be grasped. The NIV subtly perverts the deity of Jesus. I don't know what else to tell you today, but there's so many changes that are happening in these newer translations. You need to understand the goal of Satan, and he wants to take Jesus out of every facet of our lives. He wants to take Jesus out of our public school programs. He wants to take Jesus out of our government. He wants to take Jesus out of our church and the cross. He wants to take the baby Jesus out of Christmas. He wants to take Jesus out of our marriages. He wants to take Jesus out of our colleges. Yes, Satan wants to stop journalists from telling the truth. Satan wants to take Jesus out of our Bibles. And every year, more and more, the Bible is being perverted. The Bible is being destroyed. Jeremiah 23:36 says it like this: ye have perverted the words of the living God. The NIV not only perverts the deity of Jesus, but the NIV and many other translations perverts the virgin birth. In Luke 2:33, the King James Bible reads, "And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken to him." The NIV reads, "The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him." The child's father was Joseph, Jesus' father. Not if you believe the virgin birth, not if you believe John 3:16, that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. A subtle perversion of the virgin birth. See also Luke 2:43. Can you see that there's in the Word of God that are being proclaimed in many churches around America, there's so many subtle perversions. There are so many subtle perversions, and all the way from it's from the Geneva Bible to the Bishop Printed Bible to the Douay Old Testament to the King James, on and on, more and more every century, and more there's more subtle perversions. They remove more and more things subtly. We have to understand that the only really true, accurate Bible that we have today, and even that might not even be perfect, would be the King James Version. And every Bible that has been translated after 1611, from 1782, from the Robert Atkins Bible, 1791 to Isaac Collins, and the Isaiah Thomas Recycler produced the first family Bible, the Jane Atkins Bible, the Noah Webster Bible, the English Hecla New Testament, the Illuminated Bible, the Robert Young's Bible, the English Revised Version, the American Standard Version, the Revised Standard Version, the New American Standard Version, the New International Version, the King James Version, the New King James, the New Revised Version, the English Standard Version, the Message. Let's go on and on. More and more, there's going to be more subtle perversions. But I'm here to tell you today that the NIV that's being used by a lot of churches today are really distorting the true Word of God. It's really taking out the deity of God. It not only it perverts the deity, but it perverts the virgin birth, and it also removes the blood of Jesus out of the Bible. Colossians 1:14, the King James Bible reads, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin." The NIV reads, "In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin." Totally have taken the blood of Jesus. It's only by the blood of Jesus that we are saved. The NIV rips out the precious word through the blood. Friends, redemption is only through his blood. And Hebrews 9:22 reads, "Without shedding of blood is no remission." That old song says, "What can wash away my sins?" Oh yeah, nothing but the blood of Jesus. But we see more and more of these new Bible translations. They're taking out the deity of Jesus. They're taking out the blood of Jesus. Yes, not only that, but we know that the NIV perverts John 3:16 into a lie. In John 3:16, the NIV reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Jesus was not the one and only Son. Adam is called the Son of God. In Luke 3:38, there are sons of God. In Job 1:6, the Christians are called sons of God. In Philippians 2:15 and 1 John 3:2, but Jesus was the only begotten Son by removing the critical word begotten. You see, once again, the NIV removes the critical word begotten. The NIV perverts John 3:16 into a lie. The NIV does the same in John 1:14, 1:18, and verse 3:18. Yes, the NIV is really good, and many other Bible translations is really good, and perverting the NIV, it perverts the truth into a lie. But you know what? You, all you Christians out there that are reading the NIV and all these other translations, you can argue all these Bible translations on the way to the gallows, because that is the end result. That is really where Satan wants to take most Christians. But I'm here to tell you today, if you can take out the deity of Christ, and if you can pervert the Bible, and every century, and every new translation, more and more, there's more Bible perversion. There's so many changes in the Bible, I don't even know what to say anymore. I know this today, I know that a lot of evil is moving on America, and I know America is turning very, very evil. You need to listen to me today, that not only does Satan want to destroy the words of God, but he wants to take every Christian to the gallows. You know, why did the U.S. government recently purchase 30,000 guillotines? Why? You know, the use of guillotines for government purposes was lobbied for and passed in the U.S. Congress. The information that we received is that 15,000 are currently stored in Georgia and 15,000 in Montana. I don't know about this, but I wonder that all these beheadings by Muslims today that you have seen, are they meant to desensitize us? Because possibly there might be some beheadings of Christians in the near future. There might be some beheadings. We might be all be going to the guillotines if you stand up for Jesus. You can argue Bible translations all you want, but I'm here to tell you, without Jesus, and without the blood of Jesus, that's the only way you can get to heaven. The Bible says in Revelation 24, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them, and they were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hand, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So the witnesses that stood up for Jesus were beheaded. They were beheaded. I'm here to tell you today to stand up for Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you today that Satan has perverted this word of God. I'm here to tell you today this word perversion is happening all out through the Bible. The Bible perverts truth into lies. The Bible perverts sexual perversions. Romans 1, verse 26 through 32, also known as the fruits of sowing the truth of God into a lie. Verses 26 and 20 says, "For this cause, for changing the truth of God into a lie, God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into which is called nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working what which is unseemly. The last few years, homosexuality and sexual perversion have exploded, and not only into the mainstream, but also into our churches today. And I'm here to tell you that legislation is now pending that's making same-sex marriages legal. We are in a world of trouble. I'm here to tell you, we are in a world of trouble. It is no surprise to me that the word sodomite is completely removed out of the NIV. And of course, in 1 Corinthians 6:9, effeminate nor abuser of themselves with mankind is replaced with a non-offensive, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders. Notice the NIV, the 1 Corinthians 6:9, does not condemn homosexuals or the act of homosexuality, but only homosexual offenders. Here's the problem that we're having. The NIV no longer the Bible no longer, every translation now is no longer, it's all being watered down. The churches are being watered down. The Bible, the Word of God is being watered down. But you know what? You can argue this all the way unto the gallows, where the beheaded for the witness of Jesus soon just might occur. I said, the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. I don't know about you today, but I feel that Satan wants to take every true believer, every true follower of Jesus, and he wants to lead them to the gallows for a beheading or a hanging. We need Jesus back in America. We need Him now. There is so much of perversion in the Word of God. Yes, the NIV robs Jesus Christ of worship in Matthew 8:12, 9:18, 15:25, 18:26, 20:20, Mark 5:6, 15:19. Worshiped Him is removed in the NIV. Why doesn't the NIV want Jesus Christ to be worshiped? Yes, the NIV perverts Jesus Christ into Lucifer. Isaiah 14:14 reveals Satan's grandest desire, I will be like the Most High. And with a little subtle perversion, the NIV in Isaiah 14:12 grants Satan's wish. Isaiah 14:12, the King James Bible reads, How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? The NIV perversion reads, How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, O son of the dawn. The NIV changes Lucifer to the morning star. But wait, I thought that the Lord Jesus was the morning star. Doesn't Revelation 22:16 say, I, Jesus, have set my angel to testify unto these things in the churches? I am the root of the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. You see, the NIV clearly and blatantly makes Lucifer the Lord Jesus Christ. What blasphemy, what perversion. And Christians claim the NIV is a better translation. You know, I'm a little bit concerned today, but you know, you can argue this all the way to the gallows for the beheaded of the witnesses of Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you we need Jesus back in America today. I'm here to tell you that Satan wants to behead all Christians that believe in Jesus Christ. You know, in Isaiah 14:15, the King James Bible condemns Lucifer to hell. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. You know, the NIV and many of the other translations does not condemn Lucifer for hell. The NIV reads, But you are brought down to the grave. The truth of the matter is, we all go to the grave. Why doesn't the NIV want Satan in hell? I don't know about you today, but all these new translations, all these new Bibles are being perverted today. I have to be honest, there's only one true written word out there, and that's the King James Bible, but even that's not perfect, and even that has been changed from the translations prior to that. But I don't know what the truth is. Sometimes it's hard to even know what the truth is. There seems like the devil's really good on changing the Word of God. Oh, come on, somebody. You need to understand this today, that in the Bible, we see that there was three major temptations in Matthew 4, chapter 4, verse 1 and 4. After 40 days and 40 nights of going without eating, Jesus was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Matthew 4, verse 2 and 3. The tempter was another name for the devil or Satan, and Satan tried to place doubt in the mind of Jesus with the words, If you are the Son of God, teacher, show a stone and a loaf of bread. You see, the book of Luke tells us that Satan tried to tempt Jesus throughout his 40 days in the wilderness. Satan knew that Jesus had gone without food for 40 days. Obviously, Satan knew that Jesus was very hungry. He also knew that Jesus was powerful. Of course, Jesus could make bread. We will learn that twice Jesus made bread for several thousand people in Mark 6:35 and 44 and Mark 8:1 through 21. Making bread was no big deal, but for Jesus, but the word if. indicates that Satan was questioning whether or not Jesus was truly God. You know, Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone. He also lives on every word that comes from the mouth of God." And what is this word? And this is the Bible, and this is the word that came from Jesus Christ. This is the Ten Commandments. You know, the Bible shows as the sword. You know, God's word is like a sword. It cuts through the doubts of the devil. When Jesus said it was written, he was referring to the scriptures. And Jesus was quoting Deuteronomy 8:3 when Moses reminded the Israelites that God humbled them in the wilderness when he provided manna from heaven. By quoting the scripture, Jesus made it clear that there is something more and more important than physical needs. It is the need to know God. It's interesting to know how this temptation compared to Eve's temptation in the garden. In the garden. It's very interesting. It's the same exact temptation in the garden. When Satan went to Eve and he said, "Did God really say?" And this is the fall of chapter 3. "Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal the Lord God had made, and said to him, 'Did God really say you must not eat of this tree in the garden?'" But you know what? You can argue Bible translations all the way to the guillotine. All the way to the guillotine. You know, a lot of these new Bible translations not only perverts the place of hell, it not only perverts the deity of Christ, it not only robs Jesus of the worship, it not only perverts Jesus Christ and Lucifer, but the NIV perverts the Lord's Prayer into the devil's prayer. You know, in Luke chapter 11, verse 2 and 4, the King James Version reads, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so and on earth. Give us this day by day our daily bread, and forgive us of our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." But this is what the NIV, it removes everything that refers to the holy God in heaven, which art in heaven. So the Bible translation says God is no longer in heaven. They will be done as it is in heaven, so in earth. But deliver us from evil. Everything that distinguishes God from the devil is removed. Our Father of the NIV is not in heaven and does not deliver us from evil. This is what the NIV and other translations says, that our Father is no longer in heaven, and it does not deliver us from evil. I wonder who it could be. You see, the truth of the matter is, all these Bible translations now, you can't even distinguish what is God and what is the devil anymore. I'm here to tell you today, sometimes it's hard to tell what is Satan and what are demons and what are angels. Now, you need to understand this today, that we are in a war of the Word of God. We are in a war of the translations of God. And the words of God are very much important. But you know what? You can argue this too. You can argue the Bible, all the Bible translations, on the way to the guillotines. For the Bible says in Revelation 24, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them. The judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus." If you love Jesus Christ, and I don't care what translation you use, if you love Jesus Christ, you can argue all the translations on the way to the gallows, on the way to the guillotines. Oh my gosh, we need Jesus back, but there's a war in the words of God in the translations. And I want to tell you that the words of God in Deuteronomy 4:2 reads, "Ye shall not add unto the word which I commanded you, neither shall you diminish aught from it." Proverbs 3:6 reads, "Add thou not unto his words." And just in case you missed it, God's last warning, Revelation 22:18-19 says, "If any man shall add unto these, if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away the part of the book of life." You know what? The words is life. The word of Jesus Christ is life. The word of the Bible is life. And Satan is very good using these translation, these new translations, these boards, and Satan is being used to take away the deity of Jesus. And Jesus Christ in Luke 8:12 gives a clear aim of Satan, "Then cometh the devil and take away the word." What does Satan want to do? He wants to take away the Word. What is the Word? It's a sword. Here we go. Satan wants to disarm you. What are they trying to do in America today? They're trying to disarm you. They're trying to take away your Second Amendment. We are being disarmed. We're being disarmed in our church. Why? How are they disarming us in the church? Well, they're taking away the Word. How are they taking away the Word? By they're using these perversions of a translation. I don't know. I've been accused of using these perversions too. But you got to be aware that Satan, more and more as years go down by, he's going to be taking away. The NIV completely takes away 17 verses. I don't know about you, but an example of some of these verses is Matthew 18:11. For the Son of Man has come to save which is lost. That is no longer in the NIV. What about Acts 37? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. See, the NIV perversion completely taketh away. Oh my gosh, I don't know about you, but there's 17 verses in the NIV that has been taken out from the King James Version. The NIV taketh away 64,576 words. Oh my gosh, don't look for the word mercy seat, it's now gone. Don't look for the word Jehovah in the NIV, it's now gone. Don't look for the word Godhead, it's now gone in the NIV. You see, the NIV removes wonderful Bible terms like remission, regeneration, impute, propitiation, New Testament, and many other words that are very awesome in the Bible. Despite God's clear warning about taking away from His words, the NIV removed 64,576 words. Over 8% of God's Word has been taken away. Oh my gosh, that equals removing the book of Ruth, Esther, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Lamentations, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Malachi, Colossians, combined, the equivalence is ripping out over 30 books of the Bible. In case you think it's insignificant, words like thee and thou, the NIV removes major portions of at least 147 verses. Oh my gosh, here's some just a very small examples, and I can go on and on. You know, there's so many lies have been in these newer translations. But you know what? You can argue this all the way to the guillotine. You can argue this all the way to the beheading for the witnesses of Jesus. Because I believe today, America, Christians are being persecuted. In the United States of America, Christians are being major attacked by Satan. And we need Jesus back in America. And we need to know the Word of God that has been watered down. Oh my gosh, I don't know what else to tell you today, but you can argue all these translations on the way to the guillotines. This is a very deep subject, and I would like to leave you with a book. It is by Gail Replinger. It's called The New Age Bible Versions. Very awesome in-depth study of the Bible translations and how it has every translation continues to distort the true Word of God. I don't know what to believe anymore. All I know is that Moses went on and got the Ten Commandments, but he was all by himself. I wish he would have had a witness with him. Oh my gosh, this Bible stuff is so deep. It's so deep, but one thing we can rely on, and that is Jesus is real. One thing we can tell is that Jesus is God, and there's only one way to the Father, and that is through the blood of Jesus. And if you haven't accepted Jesus today, I would recommend that you would accept Jesus Christ in your heart today. But I want to continue just to investigate this just a little bit more. I hope that you have a little bit patience. We know that Satan wants to destroy the Word of God. In Jeremiah 23:36, ye have perverted the words of the living God. I don't know about you today, but I believe the church has perverted the words of the living God. I don't know about you today, but I think our universities, our Christian seminaries have perverted the words of God. There are so many changes in the Bible, like He. They have changed He to the One, or the Holy One to the One, the Holy Spirit to the Spirit, or Jehovah to the Lord, or our Father to the Father, or Lord Jesus Christ to the Christ, God to a God, Jesus to lowercase he, or Christ to lowercase he. You see what they're doing? They're taking Jesus, and they're in the NIV and many other translations, they're converting it to a lowercase he, and Jesus Christ to the Christ. There's always one step down of the deity of Christ. There's always one step down of Christ to every translation. And even the church today have taken all the pictures out. They have taken the cross out of the church. I don't know about you, but without Jesus, that is why we have our freedom in America. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. What about the kingdom of God to His kingdom? What about God to lowercase he, or the great power? What about the Lord Jesus Christ to Jesus, or Son to servant, or Son to a Son, or Savior to a Savior, the way to a way? I don't know about you, but the way was Jesus. Now they're saying it's any old way, or good master to a teacher, or the Alpha and Omega. That is totally gone in the NIV. And God is also totally gone and omitted. The Creator is gone. The Virgin Born is omitted out of the new translations. Rose from the dead is omitted. For us, the Trinity is omitted. By grace is omitted. Oh my gosh, I don't know what to even tell you today. Through His blood is omitted in these new translations. The gospel of Christ to a gospel, any old gospel, the Bible says. It seems to be today that they just said there's any old way to heaven. It's through a gospel of he lowercase. Oh my gosh. To the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, to a spirit, any spirit, the door to a door, the word to just a message. I can't even believe this. To believe, to obey. Oh my gosh, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. This information is so deep. How far down the rabbit hole do you want to go with this information? I can't, in 30 minutes, I can't even 40 or in an hour tell you how deep and evil this is. I hope you need to wake up, because Satan wants to take Jesus out of the Word. He wants to pervert the Word of the living God. In Jeremiah 23:36, But you can argue this all the way to the guillotine, Christian, because according to the Bible, you are being desensitized for the beheading, for the witness of Jesus and for the Word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast. I don't know about you today, but I read that article, the purchase 30,000 guillotines in the United States. What are they preparing for? I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to help you. But we know there's so much. There's three different temptations in the Bible. And you can look at that Matthew 4, verse 5 and 7. We see that Satan quotes scriptures. Did you know that Satan is keenly aware of what is written in the Bible? He quotes this verse to Jesus, "The Lord will command His angels to take good care of you. They will lift you up in their hands. Then you won't trip over a stone." This was a verse out of Psalms 91, 11, and 12. It is true that God can and does protect His children, but remember, we are to use good judgment. We are not to experiment with God. Satan was challenging Jesus to push the limits with God. And of course, Jesus quoted the scriptures back. Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord to a test." You know, we are in a battle of good and evil. And if we don't have the truth, how are we going to know what the truth is? And if Satan continues to distort these Bible translations, what are we going to do? How will we even know the truth? We need Jesus. We need to know who Jesus is. And you need to know there's an adversary, the devil, and he wants to pervert the Word of God. He wants to pervert the Word of God. He wants to destroy the Word of God. He wants to destroy it. I just can't even begin to tell you how much the Bible that we read today has been just altered. I can't even begin to tell you because it's so deep. I'm so frustrated, but I will tell you this, and a question I want to ask all of you before I close. I want to ask you this. I want to ask you. There was a man, and he was in this concentration camp, or some kind of prison in a foreign country. And he just found one page of the NIV, say it was the book of John. And this is a true story. And he was in prison, and he didn't have no Bible, but he had that one page of the Bible. And in that Bible, it talked about Jesus. In that Bible, it talked about Jesus. And here, this man in prison, he hung on that one page of the Bible, and I believe it was an NIV, and he folded it up, and he put it in his pocket, and he said, I'm going to hang on this. And every day he read that one page that was torn out of the Bible. And that one page gave him strength. That one page gave him enough to make it every day in that prison. Every day in that concentration camp. That one page of the Bible. And finally when he made it out of prison, he went to the church and he said it was because this one page of the Bible in the NIV. He says, I want to know more about this Jesus, he asked the pastor. He said, can you tell me more about this Jesus? So I think today we have to ask the question, is the Bible any less inspirational today as it was then? Well, I think the answer is yes and no. Yes and no. It's less inspirational because it continues to take the deity of Jesus out of the Scriptures, but it's still inspiration because it still can save souls. But the truth of the matter is, I believe that all new translations today are being watered down to support the one world global religious system or the one world global government. And this was handed down through a lot by Albert Pike and the Masons. Just like the Bible has taken out the cornerstone, and which was the bottom corner of the foundation, and it changed it to the capstone, which means the top. So yeah, we are in trouble. And John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." We are in the trouble, and there's a war. But I want to leave one more of Jeremiah 23:36. Ye have perverted the words of the living God. You know, the words of the living God every day is being perverted, and it's in our church today. And I can go on and on, but you know what? You can argue Bible translations on the way to the gallows. Because I want to remind you, Christian, those of you that believe in Jesus, what Revelation 24 says, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgments was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witnesses of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither has received the mark upon their foreheads. You can argue this all the way to the Galatians. You can argue this all the way. I'm here to tell you that Satan wants to destroy every Christian. Satan wants to send every Christian to the Galatians. He wants to behead every Christian. But you can argue Bible translations all the way. He wants to send Christians to concentration camps. You can argue this while you're in the concentration camp, but the truth of the matter is, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in the United States, and we need Him now. We need Jesus. Yes, we need Jesus.
To get some silver, to get a little gold. What did you bring me, my dear friend, to keep me from the gallows pole? What did you bring me to keep me from the gallows pole? I couldn't get no silver, I couldn't get no gold. You know the way.